Be'ezus Hashem, we are now getting our Parsha class, Parsha's Kedoshim, and today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which makes it Aleph Iyar, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, corresponding with the English calendar of May the 6th, 2019. Let's open up our Chumashim to page 656 in the Art Scroll. I'm going to read the Psukim, or the first two for sure, and we're going to try to develop a very, very important concept that is fundamental in Yiddishkeit, in Avodas Hashem, and striving for excellence in our daily observance. The Torah says, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leiman." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Daber el kol adatz b'nei Yisrael." Speak upon the entire congregation of the Jewish people. "V'marta aleihem," and you shall tell them, "Kedoshim tiyu," you shall be holy. "Ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem," because I am holy, Hashem, your God. Rashi right away explains that this parsha, Parsha Kedoshim, when it begins with the words "Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael," Rashi right away comments that this parsha, Parsha Kedoshim, was an unusual parsha, because this parsha has so many mitzvahs that are so apropos on a daily basis, that this parsha was said b'hakel. It was said in a congregation format. That means to say, men, women, and children were to be assembled while this parsha was being told to everyone. Now, we're not really going beyond this pasuk, but just to give you a little bit insight, this parsha talks about so many relevant mitzvahs, such as honoring father and mother, such as staying away from idolatry, such as the laws that have to do with agriculture, that has to do with peyah, leket, and shikha, laws that have to do with being honest in business, laws they have to do with not swearing falsely, laws they have to do with not speaking lashon hara, laws have to do with not bearing a grudge or taking revenge, laws have to do with shatnes, and going on and on and on. And therefore, this parsha was actually said b'hakel. It was said with everyone present, because it has so many, many mitzvahs that were relevant to the common Ben and Bas Yisrael. However, we're going to dwell on the pasuk that deals with Kedoshim Tiyu. The pasuk that introduces all the mitzvahs of Hakel with an introduction of saying to be able to truly touch base and to reach your potential as a Ben Yisrael, the requirement or the prerequisite must be Kedoshim Tiyu. You must be holy. Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am holy. Now we have to explain that in detail, how we understand it, how do we apply it, and how we can actually use it on a day-to-day basis. Kedoshim means holy. What does Kadosh really mean? The word holy is a very common translation of the word Kedusha or Kadosh. But what essentially the word kadosh or kedusha means, it means to be separate. Separate yourself. Kedoshim tihyu. You want to serve me, you want to be able to rise to the challenge, you want to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs. Kedoshim tihyu. Become holy. Ki kadosh ani, because I am. So what the meaning of the word kadosh or kedusha or kedoshim, it really means separate yourself from the rest of the world of mundane behavior, because I am holy. I have separated myself from mundane behavior. We say the word kedusha right throughout our davening. We say how many times in one day, I share kiddushanu b'mitzvah. Hashem has separated, has made us holy. What does it mean, holy? He has separated us from the rest of the world with the mitzvahs, with the brachas that we say, whether it's on the Tehillah Shadayim, whether it's on tzitzis, whether it's on tefillin. We say the word kedusha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah. We say it in our davening when we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hashem is holy. What does that mean? We say it three times, referring to Hashem's separation from this world. There are three separations, kadosh, 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 from the world that we live in, to the world that has to do with Malachim, and then the world way above, where He, so to say, reigns and exists. Kadosh, separate. The word Kedusha means to be separate. We say in Kedusha, Nekadesh Eshimcha Ba'olam, let us sanctify your name in this world. Right? Kamo, we say it in Kedusha. Yeah, I'm sure you are all familiar with it. Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. Kishem Shemakdish Moshe Bishmei Marom. The way they sanctify and make your name holy in the world above, in the heavens above. Kedusha. Separation. And how do we conclude the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. Hashem who is holy, who separate. Kedusha. It's a term we use so often every single day. Yet, the Torah demands of us, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani, because I am holy. If you want to strive to holiness, you want to be able to rise on the Madrega to the challenge, you know what you have to do? You have to separate yourself from the world around you and connect to my world. Ki kadosh ani, because I am holy.
What's he separate from?
Huh?
He's asking us to be separate. What's he separate from?
Well, he's on top of
From all the world that's mundane. He is above and beyond. So, having said this, and we know, we've said, I really didn't give you the full list. We say Kedusha, Mekadesh, Hashabbos. We used to make Kiddush. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim during Yom Tov. Again, Kedusha. We say Havdolah. Havdolah, every Motzoi Shabbos. Hamavdol ben Kodesh l'chol. Again, separation between the holy and the profane or the unholy. Okay? It's very important to understand that. So we're being now charged. In the beginning of the parasha, Kedoshim Yihyu, Ki Kodesh Ani. Before we even begin the list of mitzvahs that are so relevant to the Jewish people, which I said only a few before, you got to first initiate in your mind the first preparatory step. The first preparatory step is Kedoshim to you. After having been able to explain it on a simple, rather a juvenile level, Pashut Pshat, as they say in Yiddish, simple explanation, let's now take it a little deeper. How does one become Kadosh? How does one separate himself so that he prepares himself to rise to the challenge? Rashi says right away, on the spot, what is Kedoshim to you? If you want to look at Rashi, it's the second line in the Rashi. Rashi says, Kedoshim to you is heavy perushim min harayis. It means you shall be separated from immorality. Perushim min harayis. Separate yourself. That's the very, very first step.
What is Perushim?
Perushim means to be separate.
Perush. Another word.
It means to be separate from immorality. We talked about that at length last week, where Hashem was telling the Jewish people, if you were able to listen to my recording, I dwelled on that quite a bit. Hashem is telling the Jewish people, don't imitate the Mitzrayim whom you've lived with, who are immoral. Don't imitate the Knanim, or even worse, who are immoral. You have to be separate. In order to be a holy nation, you've got to separate from that kind of low living, that base living of immorality. Says Rashi right away, you want to strive for Kedusha? First, be aware that you have to be Perushim min Arayis. You have to be separate from the world of immorality. It's very hard for us in our day and age to do that to 100%, but we have to try. And you want to know something? That's a chazal, that's a medrash. Those who want to become holy, then the Almighty will help you strive for and reach that level. Habolataya, one who wants to go and live in a pure way, and it's hard, and it's challenging, and it's certainly not easy, Hashem does help those who try. We know the old common saying, God helps those who help themselves. You understand? This is a very, very common statement that people have said from generation to generation. But that's the truth. So therefore, don't just give up, but you got to try. You got to work for it. So on the first level, Rashi says, Perushim min harayis u min haveira. He said, Shekol, I'm going to read on the Rashi. I'm on the second line, the third line, actually the third line. Shekol mokem sha'ata moitze geder erva ata moitze kedusha. Wherever you find a separation, a buffer zone, a geder means a fence. Whenever you find some kind of a border that prevents you from going beyond, where there's something preventing you for you trespassing into immorality, you'll always find their Kedusha. Wherever there is a fence preventing you from stumbling into immorality, that is where Kedusha begins. So, the immorality that exists in our day and age all depends on how much we want to have it inculcate our lives. It depends on how much we are careful. It depends on how much we avoid it. You know, if you know it's going to come, then you avoid it. You understand? Whether it's on the smartphone, whether it's on the internet, whether it's in a site that could be questionable, if not outright forbidden. You know, you have that option. It's a free world. It's like your window shopping. You know, you can shop, pass by a window and look what's in the window, or you can just pass by the store and just ignore it. When I was a child, I tried to be very careful of not even walking on the side. I don't want to offend anybody, but I wouldn't walk on the side of the street of a movie theater, because usually there would be immoral pictures trying to attract the attention of the people who are passing. After all, the more tickets they sell, the more revenue. I would walk across the street, so I wouldn't have the urge to want to see what's on display. I'm talking about myself. So if I know that something I shouldn't see, if I'm driving my car today, 2019, and I see an immoral poster, I look away. And if I know, for example, on the LED screens, that's what they're called, is that right? And I'm already, if I always pass by a certain spot and I've already seen something I shouldn't be seeing, then when I pass by, I don't even bother keeping up to date with what's up there. Just keep your focus on the traffic. You understand? If I know that there's something I shouldn't be looking at, I don't have to be that curious. Just keep on driving. You understand? Therefore, kedoshim tiyu, be kadosh, separate yourself from immorality. But the Ramban takes it to a new level. The Ramban explains kedoshim tiyu does not necessarily referring to be porush min harayis, to be separate from immorality. It's saying to be holy means to be reserved. What does that mean, to be reserved? It means to be reserved from overindulging your appetite. Your appetite in food, your appetite in drink, your appetite in a person's moral behavior with his wife, his behavior in general, right, should be curbed. For a person to be kadosh, for a person to be holy, is a person who has limits. He lives with limits. I didn't say he shouldn't. He shouldn't be with his wife. He should. He doesn't mean he shouldn't be enjoying good drink. He's allowed. A person has permission, and he should, and he makes brachas on his drinks, right? But there is a limit where that border, when you trespass that limit, then you are indulging. I think the word indulging appropriately explains what the Ramban is saying. That he is saying what the Torah says, kedoshim tiyu, you have to learn to live with limits. Limits in all aspects of human behavior, to curb your appetite, to curb your desire, to curb your lust, to curb your will and your feelings, to know that the Almighty is around, and if you want to engage in holy behavior, the Almighty is there to help you. But you got to be able to learn to live with limits.
So that's greater than moderation.
It's completely hidden within nature.
Yeah. No, you could be, but to live right.
Well, moderation is limited with living within limits.
No, moderation is subjective. So, you know, limits.
Zero
there's
would be.
I think Daniel's saying something valuable. My limits, and your limits,
right, for billions of years.
And Tzvi's limits. Right. Everyone's limits are a little bit different. We all are different. What I would say. Let's put it this way: if I enjoy a piece of cake on Shabbos, right?
A little less.
Now I like two pieces of cake, two slices of cake, and I enjoy it.
I
had a good time, right? And I'm quite full.
But more importantly,
the third slice is indulgent.
For me, the second piece would be.
You have to understand, we are all different. The point what the Ramban is saying, that there got to be limits. We got to curb our appetite, our desires, our urges, our lusts, our drives. And if we do that,
everything that's happened to them,
then we are fulfilling Kedoshim to you. Okay, I hope we're clear about that.
It's still ultimately the success of all
of that. The Sefer, Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, which I enjoy learning, it's Rav Aaron Cutler, Zechat Salah Gavracha, makes a very important comment, and I'd like to realign it to and explain. On the words Kedoshim Tiyu, said Rav Aaron Cutler Zetzal, Hine Iker Godelhu, this charge of become holy is an Iker. It's a main, fundamental point. Ki la Torah tzrichim hachshava shel kedusha v'tahara. Torah needs a preparatory step. Needs preparation to be able to go to holiness, right? To observe the Torah. But we have to, in order to be able to observe the Torah in its 613 mitzvahs, quite a few, but to observe these 613 mitzvahs, we have to have the right attitude and the right mindset, and it has to be with Kedusha and Tahara. And he says on, this is the meaning, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Alakeichem, because I am holy. If you want to strive for holiness, right, then you have to be, no, understand, because what you're striving to be, to imitate me, then you have to do it yourself. You have to be able to compare yourself, even in a minuscule way. You got to have some degree of preparation in your own lifestyle, of Kedusha and Tahara, to be able to imitate Hashem. And if you do, then you can soar in great heights of Torah and Yerushalayim on the level that you are. But you can only do it if you follow the rules of Kedoshim Tiyu. I have the Sefer of Sha'arei Ora from Rabbi Avigdor Miller. An absolutely magnificent Sefer. This is literally a masterpiece. A masterpiece, a work that it's going to still take me years to learn it properly and to review it and to do it, but he says something about this parasha. And I must share this with you, because I think you're going to walk away understanding it even on a deeper level. When the Torah is telling us, Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be holy because I am holy, right? So we're trying to connect ourselves to God. God's infinite. We all know that. But what did God do to us? He blew into us a neshama with His wisdom in us. God blew into us a neshama. Vayibach ba'af of nishmas chayim. He blew into us a soul. So what did he blow into us? Wisdom, knowledge,
12 stones,
potential.
Going to a place where people
listen to that. We all know that when a child is born, our Chachamim tell us,
right? Yeah, throughout the entire.
As before he's born, Shemalam din Havlad b'mei imay as kol ha'Torah kula. It's brought down in Gemara Nida, Daflam and Amid Beis, that all of the Torah is taught to the child in the stomach of the mother. V'kiyum shabol yaveh olam, and when he comes out of the world, bo malach, a malach comes and taps him on over his mouth. U'mishachay kol ha'Torah kula. He forgets the entire Torah. So then, we got to understand that. And what was the purpose? You teach him the Torah, now you're making him forget? It's like writing the Torah on a magic slate, then you lift it up, disappeared, gone.
Well, I mean, the
typing that on your computer and press delete before you save. What's the point?
Okay, so these are the 12 men.
So he explains, Rabbi Miller, Shekol avodis ha'odam hi rak lahotzi ha'chokma atzmuna b'kirbo. Our entire work in this world is to draw out that wisdom that was first put into us while we are in the mother's stomach. And all our lives we have to work on drawing it out. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei.
Right, I guess because
Mayim Amukim Eitza Balev Ish Vi Ish Tavuna Yidalena. Deep waters.
Perhaps if he had gone through first
and counsel is in the heart of each man. Vi Ish Tavuna, and an understanding man, Yidlena, will be able to draw all that Mayim Amukim, all the deep waters. Each of us are blessed with deep waters. Each of us are blessed with tremendous chachma, much more than you give yourself credit. Each of us has tremendous amount of wisdom.
Yeah, in fact, there's a.
It's buried in our neshama. The ish tavuna yidlena. Only an understanding person will draw it out. You can live your whole life and, God forbid, die with all that knowledge and not even know it. It reminds me of the person who is living on an oil mine and doesn't even know it until he passes away. It has no benefit from it. He could be living as a millionaire and doesn't even know he has it. We all have that knowledge in us. Hashem blew it into us. As it says, Vayipach, Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. He blew it into us with all the knowledge. It's up to us in our lifetime to draw it out. An understanding person, an Ish Tavuna Yitlena, will be able to draw it out. Says Rabbi Miller further on, and this is what the purpose of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani. You want to be able to draw out all that knowledge? The prerequisite is to be holy. Ki Kedoshim Tiyu. The prerequisite of the whole Parsha is Kedoshim. The prerequisite of all the 613 mitzvot. The prerequisite of imitating Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Ki kodesh ani." I blew into your neshama holiness. I blew in the knowledge. You want some of it? Kedoshim tiyu. You got to be able to be holy. You got to strive for holiness. And I told you the two examples. Rashi's example to remove yourself from immorality in any which possible way it can. Whether it's minor or major, and according to Ramban, which doesn't argue with Rashi, but only adds to Rashi, the point of curbing your appetite, your urges and your drives, so that it conforms with Torah principles and limits.
Curbing or shaping as well?
The word curbing is...
I'm referring to shaping, meaning by knowing these things, you can develop certain areas.
I don't think...
Again, no, I'm not talking about it. The curbing means where you have to know where your limits are.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what
and when you know your limits, that's where you have to stop. And when you stop, 99% of the time, when you stop is when you really want to go ahead.
Excuse me. Okay, so 99%
of the time is that I really want to go ahead. But I'm stopping because this is my limit. That's what I mean. That's kedoshim to you. Now, what Rabbi Avigdor Miller says in the Sefer over here, he said, when it says kedoshim to you, ki kodesh ani, it essentially what you're saying, where Hashem is telling us to strive for shleimus, strive for being an adam shalem, a complete person. If you're striving for kedusha, you want to work and reach your potential, what is essentially God asking of you? Strive for perfection, strive for shleimus. Try to do a mitzvah in its perfect form, or as close as you can possibly get to it. If you strive to reach your potential, then you are fulfilling kedoshim to you. By you striving to reach your potential. Now, I in the past, I may have said this, but it's so apropos for tonight's the lesson. You want to realize how relevant what I'm saying to you is, something that you can apply every single day, is when I make the bracha, and I'm sharing my private thoughts with you, when I make the bracha in the morning, we make the brachas on Birchas HaShachar, right? I once mentioned this to you, but I'm going to go through all of the blessings very briefly and show you how this fits into our topic of a discussion of kedoshim tiyu. So as we're trying to further explain, we're trying to say kedoshim tiyu means, according to Rabbi Avigdor Miller, is you should strive to become an adam hashalem, a complete person, and draw into your inner recesses the knowledge, the wisdom, the potential that God gave you. And by doing that, you become kedoshim, you become holy. Now, I, every day in the morning, I make the bracha, all the brachas, and I tell you how I myself have learned to put this message that I'm telling you today into the brachas. It goes with a little story. As I say, forgive me if the story is a repeat, but it's something important. I once went with my grandchildren to a pet zoo, and I stopped by. Well, I like to go make a Torah a visit out of it. This animal is kosher? Is it not kosher? What do you say? What do you? Is it, or if it is kosher, what are the signs? If it's not kosher, tell me why it's not. And we stop by the rooster. And I always ask, would you remember anywhere in the Torah that talks about a donkey? Anyone talks about a horse? Talks about a this? We stop by a rooster. Do you know anything about a rooster? And they couldn't figure it out. They said, don't we say it in the morning? I know Hashem gives the wisdom, being understanding to the rooster, to distinguish between day and night. That's true. That's what we say every day. But I said to them, I was studying the rooster, and they said, there's something very, very deep about this bracha. I said, at least it appeals to me. Because this bracha, I had a question. Why do we begin all the brachas with talking about a rooster? Can't we talk about something else, about the greatness of the world, that we start our whole list of brachas in the morning? Just the rooster. Why is so unusual that we talk about the rooster?
Why do you give us such covet?
Huh? Well, you are adding to my question. What is this with the rooster? we're not taking away from its unique ability of distinguishing between cracker, the crack of dawn. Okay, but why? And I said to my children, I said like this. This rooster was blessed with one ability. To crow at the crack of dawn, and he does it perfectly. He was given one bina, one understanding, one intelligence that he is unique with, that he knows exactly the second when dawn begins and at the edge of night. Does, and no, we can't do it. He could. But he does it 100%. Do you know why we say this brach at the beginning? I said to my children, to my grandchildren. I said, because Hashem is telling us, I gave you more understanding than the rooster. You have enough bina to go ahead and send a man to the moon. You can make heart transplants. You are in a world of telecommunications. Creating this unbelievable world of media and GPS and Waze and everything in between. Are you using your potential 100%? The rooster is using his. Are you using yours? And that's the reason why I begin the bracha. So now let's go to the brachas. So now the bracha is all about potential. All the brachas are all about potential. Now, Shalaya Sani Goy, we thank him. We didn't make ourselves, he didn't make me a Goy. Well, Goy only has 7 mitzvahs. I have 630. Am I using it correctly? Am I rising to my potential? Shalaya Sani Ovid. He did not create me an Ovid. A servant. Uh-huh. He was born a Goy. He became a Jew. He has the mitzvahs of a woman. I was born a Jew. 613 mitzvahs. Am I using my potential? Shalom Yisani Isha. I think one of the most widely misunderstood bracha. He did not create me a woman. We all have a mission in this world, men and women. And we all have big responsibilities. Without our doing, the world would come to an end. Women have their responsibilities too. But the goal of a man, beyond the woman has a mitzvah aseisha hazman grama that they don't have to do. Only other mitzvahs. We have all mitzvahs besides the mitzvahs aseh, we have, right? And we also have the mitzvah of limud haTorah. And that was the blueprint and the plan of the entire creation. Woman is an ezer kenegdo. She is a helper to the man. And therefore, am I fulfilling my mission as a man? My potential. Think about it. It's a biggie. Because we're here on a mission.
So,
yes. Go ahead, ask.
You mentioned that a woman is an Ezra.
An Ezra connected, right.
Yeah, so my question is,
yes.
Doesn't a woman at times, I mean, if you speak to, I mean, doesn't she fulfill more than just, I'm your helper? I'm like, more than a helper. I call it partner.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the answer is, this is on your physical level, what you see. Again, the mission of a man is 613 mitzvahs, plus the mitzvah that the woman does not have is mitzvah limud haTorah.
Right.
And that is a mission that the man, and she is an ezer, and she does it well, and that's her portion in Olam Haba, to see that the children, or her husband, learns, and the children are raised in a Torah environment. What would our homes look like if our women would not do their job?
And just picking on that.
No. But I'm just letting you know. And mind you, it's, and I'm not, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's important to mention that today's career women have, to a certain to a certain extent, please be, I'm very careful what I'm saying, to a certain extent, have fallen short in raising the family in the way that the Torah intended it to be, because many women are unavailable to raise their children.
All right, during all the travels in the
a lot of
tribes of Reuben and Gad have traveled in
either Filipinos, Puerto Ricans, or nannies, or whatever they're coming from, are doing the raising. I have a child in my class, right? Mother is gone by 7:30.
Right, you had the Aaron in the middle.
Understand? And there was a whole fight between this morning, may I say, between the mother and the child who got up early, who wanted to daven early. And the mother said, while she's running to work, "You cannot, you got to daven in school." And she was not there to watch. But Baruch Hashem, he did listen. But we have to understand the role of the woman as a housewife, as a mother, as a nurturer, as a powerful, powerful, influential conduit of Torah to the children, is when the mother is there for the child. When the mother is there, if the mother is not there, and the nanny takes over, it's very hard to raise a child that way. But I, again, it's a subject not for tonight. I want to move on with the brachas, because otherwise I will never get done. All right. The next bracha. So now that we have come to realization that the potential of us men making a bracha from the beginning of Hashanasana Sech Rivina, Lahavchin Ben Yom Ben Loila, is all about potential. Let's go to the next bracha. Pokeach Iver. Hashem, you open up the eyes of the blind. We are not necessarily physically blind. We could be emotionally blind, spiritually blind, and intellectually blind. Hashem makes it possible for us to api hashkacha, to show us a guiding hand how we should see His supervision in the world. And when you see God's hand throughout life in your daily activity, then you become much more observant and much more adherent to the mitzvahs that you go through life. Because you see right away, oh boy, God is around me. Got to tell you a story that happened with me. I just came back from the transmission garage. My car died on my way to school Friday. On my way, I was in Autumn Hill, and I drove very nicely, no problem. As I made the turn, almost at Bertha Street, I'm pressing the gas, and it's not going. I said, I better just go to the curb and just see what the story is. Put my blinker on, cars pass me, and I press my drive, and it's going nowhere. So I first said, oh boy, I got to get to school. So let me put it on gear number two. Oh, I clicked in, and it started to go. I said, but wait a minute. What happens if I get to school? If I get to school? And how am I going to get out of this mess? So I said, I better drive to my mechanic immediately. I drove to my mechanic immediately, and he looks at the car and says, this is finished. There's no transmission. The hashkacha. I don't want to go to the rest of the story because it'll take up the evening. The hashkacha was, 2 minutes later, had that happened on Bathurst Street, I would have been in a pickle.
The waters that had piled high.
How do you get out of this mess? I have cars on the right, cars on the left. And there's that one laner. Oh my, that one lane, just where you don't want it. Yeah, right? Where am I going to make the turn if I decided to make the turn? The turn over here, will the car hold up on the second gear or will it not hold up on the second gear? Look how Hashem guided me. When I came home and I told my wife, it's going to cost me on the garage price, not the transmission guy, on the garage man price, $1,700. What? $1,700. So we need a new car. So So I said, no. I said to my wife, no. I said to my wife, no. My garage man knows my car inside out. Nuts and bolts. I asked him, if it was your car, would you put a new transmission? He said, yes. Because the car is in excellent function. He said, you need another car. If you need another car, you'll never find a car like this for $1,700. This car is really good. And actually, today when I picked up my car from the transmission guy, I asked him, did the car look in good? He said it was a very good condition. You did the right thing. All right? And so there's two ways of looking at it. You can look at it, $1,700 down the drain. No. I look, Baruch Hashem, I didn't get stuck in traffic. I have the headache. And not only that, an hour later, because he loaned me his car, I wasn't back in class.
The nation traveled to Gilgal.
My car was put on the CAA lift up to the transmission shop, and I was back in class an hour later. Could have been a whole day stuck in either traffic or who knows where. Okay, anyway, I'm trying to try. Open up your eyes. Open up your eyes to this. You get to see. You see the truth that Hashem is all around you. Next bracha. Mal b'sharumim. What is mal b'sharumim? Your clothes are naked. Our neshamas are naked. Every mitzvah is garments to the neshama. When you go ahead and do another mitzvah, it clothes your neshama every day. What does that teach us? You got potential. Use your potential. You do the mitzvah and do it well. Next bracha. Matir Asur. I read it into the bracha. Hashem unbinds the bound. We are bound physically, but also with our Yetzer Hara. We have the potential to break away from our Yetzer Hara if we choose to do so. It's in our hands. Zokev Kefufim. The next bracha. He makes straight those who are bent. Right? Everybody should be able to have some self-pride, his own image. But you know what you do with it? Make a Kiddush Hashem. Make a Kiddush Hashem with your self-pride. And you could, with the Almighty's help, able to get up and make a Kiddush Hashem wherever you are. Next bracha. He spread out the earth upon the waters. And what do you do when you do that? You travel the width and the breadth of the lands. Now you have the ability of making a Kiddush Hashem all over the world, not just in your little corner where you live. Next, all potential. Baruch Ata Hashem Melchus Sha'asa Li Kol Tzorki. Hashem, whatever I have, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzorki. I have whatever I need. That means I have the ability to walk around a rich man even with having less than my friend.
Feared Joshua just as they had feared Moshe.
What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Ezer Asher Hashameach Bechelkai. Who is a wealthy man? Man who is happy with his share, with his wealth. It's a famous piece of Pirkei Avos. Who is wealthy? A man who is happy with his share.
Why is that? Because the sun's about 1,000 times larger.
Do you know, when we ask Hashem, we make a bracha in benching. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We say,
which is why?
Let me get to the right bracha, excuse me. We say in Birchas HaMazon, let me just turn to Birchas HaMazon and read the bracha correctly. In Birchas HaMazon, let's just read the bracha. Here we are. In page 184. Okay, we start the Birchas HaMazon in the Narskol Seder. Okay, and what do we say? We say Hashem, Uvetuvi HaGadol. With Hashem's greatness, tamid, constantly, lo chasa lanu, we're not lacking. Val yechsa lanu, and it should never lack us any food. We should, right? We don't. Not that we should have wealth, money, riches, homes, yachts, cars.
According to astronomers,
we should just not be lacking anything. We should be in the mode of not lacking everything. And all, if you do that, then you're a rich man. Look what it says at the end of the bracha of the bracha of the bracha of on page 190. He said, "Umikol tov le'olam al yechasreinu." Nothing should lack us. Wealth is not to have. Wealth is not to need. Wealth is not that you have $1 million, you're wealthy.
To give Joshua some of his hod.
It helps if you have a need for it. But you know what I mean? People, I don't like to go look through catalogs. All of a sudden, I need this, I need that, I need this. What do you, I don't need nothing. What do you need? See, the goal of a salesman is to make you want it because he makes you need it. He'll make you buy a carpet sweeper, even if you don't have a carpet, because he makes you need it. That's the skill of a salesman. We're trying this over here. Wealth is that not to have it. Wealth is not to need it. This is a bracha. The bracha is not to need it. And therefore, when you say in the brachas over here, Shasali Kol Tzarkei, Hashem gave me whatever I need. If you have the attitude of whatever I have, Hashem gave me, and I'm wealthy with what I have, and I have to make the best of it, then you're wealthy. Use your potential to do that, to feel it and to live it. Then it's an Hamechem Mitzarigav. Hashem prepares the footsteps of every man. Sometimes we have difficult moments. But we have to know, we have to say, Gam Zula Tova. Everything's for the best. Because you can't see the end of the, you don't see the bigger picture. All we see is the little bit of it. And because we don't see the whole picture, therefore we are ignorant to the truth. And finally say, the next, Ozei Yisrael Begvura. Hashem gird us with strength. What's your strength? Torah. Because Hashem always l'amayitein. We know the story with Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha was asked by all of the nations, what's happening by the Kabbalah Satorah? The world was shaking. Everything was going, was not natural. Is Hashem going to put a flood to the world? Bilam said, Hashem oyla amayitein. Hashem is giving the Jewish people strength. Strength is Torah. Hashem yavorech is amay basholim. He says over here, Oyze Yisrael begvura. We say Hashem is girding the Jewish people with gvura. You know what gvura is? Torah. And if you learn Torah, that's where you have gevura. And finally, Oti Yisrael B'Tzefara. Hashem crowned the Jewish people with glory. If a person is a Torah Jew and he learns Torah, then he'll rise to the level of Tiferes, of glory. And finally, when you learn Torah, you become weaker. So we say, Abracha Hanosin Al Yav Koyach. Hashem, you give, please give the weak, give the toes who are tired, strength. Hanosin Al Yav Koyach. So it's all built. My bracha, my understanding of the bracha is all built on potential. You have the potential of greatness. You have potential of being happy. You have potential of growing in Torah. You have the potential of becoming a holy man. Kedoshim Tiyu. It's in your hands. And therefore, as a final word in summary, we have to strive in our lifetime to reach our potential. You can use the Birchas Hashachar as a springboard into using your potential, right? You can jumpstart your day with at least one bracha or two brachas to be able to feel the strength of your own potential. And remember, like I said, Hashem blew all of His wisdom into us. We have it from the moment we were born. We forgot the Torah. Our job in this world is to bring it out. We have to work in our lifetime to bring out the wisdom. So we can, if we try our best to be Kedoshim to you, become holy. Have a wonderful week.